Rabotai, just one clarification of halakha. The law of using the Bet Knesset as a shortcut, the Gemara refers to as Kapandaraya. This halakha is codified in Siman Kufnun Aleph, halakha He, where Shulchan Aruch is very clear that one is not allowed to use the Bet Knesset kedei lekatzer et darko, in order to shorten his path. So he enters one door, he travels to the Bet Knesset, to the other door, and therefore he uses the Bet Knesset to cut across. So this would be forbidden. Some will explain it because it's a bizayon to the Bet Knesset to use it as a shortcut. And some will say that the main purpose of a Bet Knesset is for Tzorech Mitzvah, and this would be considered Tzorech Chol. However, it should be pointed out that if you went to the Bet Knesset to pray, like we do, or let's say you had a class to learn Torah in the Bet Knesset, then Shulchan Aruch says that it's okay, once you're there, beheter, or in this case, b'mitzvah, it's permissible to actually use the door that can shorten your path when you leave the synagogue. The Mishnah Berura says not only is it mutar, but it's a mitzvah. It's a very interesting mitzvah. Because when they used to go into the Beit HaMikdash, they used to enter one door and on purpose exit a different door in order to glorify the Beit HaMikdash. Some say so the Beit HaMikdash will not become dull to them. They always see different areas of the Beit HaMikdash. So out of respect, they would leave a different door from when they entered. So it's interesting halakha. If a person's in the Beit Knesset, it's a mitzvah for him to leave through a different door than he entered. The question we have today is a common case. The case is, well, let's say the person needs to cut through the Bet Knesset for whatever reason. Is it permissible for him to sit for a minute and also maybe read a chapter of Tehillim? And you kosher it now, now you read some Torah, and sitting in the Bet Knesset is a mitzvah, Shnei Yoshvei Betecha, and then you make your way. So over here we have a Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai clearly says that that's permissible, that you can cut across even though your intention is to cut across. But so long as you kosher it by either reading a chapter of Tehillim or just sitting in the Bet Knesset, which is a mitzvah in itself, that would make it permissible. Actually, the Ben Ish Chai says you should do both. You should fulfill the mitzvah of Shehiyah Bet Knesset, and then you should also read a Tehillim, and that would kosher it up. I should point out that the Bi'ur Halakha in Kufnun Aleph also, small than the Bi'ur Halakha, writes that if you want to make katsid, it'll be okay. If you read or shoheb b'beit haKnesset, you turn into a mitzvah. However, Hacham Avadya Alav Shalom in Halichot Olam, in a rare case, argues on the Ben Ish Chai. That's not so rare, but he argues lechumrah. And he says that you're not allowed to do that. If your sole intention was to cut across the Beit Knesset, it's not going to help you to read a Tehillim and to just sit in the Bet Knesset. You need to go to the Bet Knesset for Tzorech Tefillah, then we say so, but just to generate a new type of trick in order to cut across the Bet Knesset, so that would be forbidden. The question, so therefore, and Acham David also writes that in Halakha Berura from his father. So therefore, we have a machloket over here, phenomenal, between Ben Ish Chai and the Chafetz Chaim on one side, and Hacham Avadya on the other. Can you kosher up kitzur through Shehiyah and Tehillim? The second question that we have is the case that we're having in our Bet Knesset over here now. A lot of people are cutting through the Bet Knesset in order to get to the social hall on Shabbat. That door is open of the Bet Knesset downstairs, and they're not praying with us in the main synagogue. They're going across the Bet Knesset in order to get to the back room where they're praying. Is this permissible or not? So the Prima Gadim holds that if the purpose of cutting through the Bet Knesset is for Tzorech Mitzvah, so that's considered permissible. So Chavrah, Tzorech Mitzvah, they're going to pray. However, the Biur Halakha, and again, Kufnun Aleph, argues on the Prima Gadim. And he brings Harambam, and Harambam's Lashon is Mashma, that if you're going to the Bet Knesset, the Tzorech Mitzvah, sounds like the Mitzvah is in the Bet Knesset, not to a mitzvah. And the Biur Halakha says, yes, absolutely. I agree with that opinion that it's got to be in the Bet Knesset, the mitzvah, not to a mitzvah. So therefore, it seems according to the Hafetz Haim that cutting across the Bet Knesset to go to a mitzvah should be forbidden. Although you might argue and say that, well, maybe since they're going to tefillah, so that's considered you're using the Bet Knesset for tzorech tefillah. Although you're not praying in that Bet Knesset, but you're using it as tzorech tefillah. I saw that Sivara brought down in some Sefarim, and therefore they wanted to justify that it's okay. They compare it to what the Magen Abraham writes. Magen Abraham says that you shouldn't, in Kufnun Dada, that you shouldn't take a book off the shelf and use it to prop up your sefer. It's not respectful to, but if it's there already, if it's there already, you don't go out of your way, so you can just, you know, use it as a prop. But then he comes along and says that maybe it would be permissible because when you're propping your book, that book is also being used at tzorech limud. So therefore it's not considered a bizayon. The propping of it makes it as if that's tzorech limud because I'm learning in the book that's propped on it. That's a sevara. So who I think they want to say that when you're using the Bet Knesset, the tzorech tefillah, albeit not this Bet Knesset, but the next one that you're trying to get to, could be that that's considered a kosher reason. Okay, yesh le'ayin, but clearly it would be much better not to use the Bet Knesset the way it's mashma from the Rambam and the Hafetz Haim to go to another Bet Knesset. Especially you have other doors, you don't need to. But it should be pointed out that it's for sure that once a person is praying, let's say in the social hall downstairs, for sure he cannot cut through the Bet Knesset to leave. And the only question is entering, okay? You want to enter it, but to leave, for sure he should not enter, walk through the Bet Knesset to get to, let's say, Lawrence Avenue. But he should leave from the this again underscores Rabotai, the Kiddushah of the Bet Knesset, how important it is that they don't even want to use the Bet Knesset for these small little benefits like being Mekatzeh.